This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Matt from Southborough.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Matt, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Matt, we've got 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now out of the studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Joe Gatto from this prank TV show has been accused of sexual assault by one woman and sexual harassment by another. Gatto denied the assault claim but admitted to using poor judgment. Can you name the show that he's from?
Impractical Jokers.
Which fantasy drama series ended in 2019 with one of the most divisive finales of all time?
Game of Thrones.
Question number three. This actress says she gets more action from The White Lotus than she did from American Pie. She says, and I quote, "People were really sad about Tanya falling off of a boat. Cute guys come up to me all the time. Who is she?"
I would say Jennifer Coolidge.
Question number four. Which female rapper released the album Invasion of Privacy?
I would guess Missy Elliott, if anything.
Yeah. All right, and question number five. Severance has been renewed for a third season. Who is its lead actor?
Oh, God. I can picture his face in my... I don't know. Jeremy something is what my guess is.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hello.
Hello. Matt is heading to the commuter rail in Boston for work. He is a full-time archivist. T's and P's riding the commuter rail this morning.
The commuter rail's not bad.
They work on software, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Just a big article in the paper today about the T being the worst T in all of the United States. By like double.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
All right, Kennedy. Matt got 3 out of 5 right.
Well done, my friend.
Oh, awesome.
These are tough. You ready, Kennedy?
I am.
Joe Gatto from this prank TV show has been accused of sexual assault by one woman and sexual harassment by another. Gatto denied the assault but admitted to using poor judgment. Name the show that he was on.
That is the most jacked up statement I've ever heard. Impractical Jokers?
Tied at 1.
Yeah, he was like, "I'm not guilty, but I'm kind of guilty."
But I probably shouldn't have done it.
Which fantasy drama series ended in 2019 with one of the most divisive finales in history?
Game of Thrones? Mm.
2-2. Question number three. This actress says she gets more action from The White Lotus than she did from American Pie. She said, people are really sad about Tanya falling off of a boat. Cute guys come up to me all the time. Who is she?
They're trying to kill me. Jennifer Coolidge.
We are tied at three. Question number four. Can you tell me which female rapper released the album Invasion of Privacy?
I cannot.
That would be Cardi B. And question number five. Severance has been renewed for a third season. Who is its lead actor?
Adam Scott?
That is correct.
That's his name.
That's his name.
He'll always be Ben from Parks and Rec to me. Loves calzones.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Matt, you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets. Kylie Minogue, April 9th at the TD Garden. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. You will be saving that money. You got those Kylie Minogue tickets for free, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, you're very welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Matt?
I am Matt from Southboro, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenny Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Paul from Beverly.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Good, good.
Paul, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Also, your son is in the car?
Yes. His name is Birch, and we're on our... Yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
His name's Birch, and we're headed up to Pat's Peak to do a day of skiing.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, is Birch playing hooky today?
No, his teachers have a professional development day where he goes to school, so he's got the day off.
There you go.
And a ski trip with Dad for the day. That's awesome.
Is Dad playing hooky today?
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is no longer in the studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one. Snow White won the box office this weekend, but with a disappointing $43 million. Finish the line from Snow White. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Blank.
Who's the fairest of them all?
A legendary boxer died Friday. He was 76. Mike Tyson put out a message saying his contribution to boxing and beyond will never be forgotten, but he's probably now more famous for his grill than his work in the ring. Who is he?
George Foreman.
Ralph Macchio says he had talks with writers about a possible My Cousin Vinny sequel. Macchio just starred on which hit Netflix series, which wrapped its sixth and final season in February?
Oh, man. Not a Netflix guy.
All right. Question number four. The Jonas Brothers have announced the dates of their upcoming 20th anniversary tour. It kicks off August 10th at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. When the Joe Bros split up, Joe started his own band, and they even had a hit song called Cake by the Ocean. Name the band.
Pass.
All right, and question number five. The season finale of The Bachelor airs at 8 p.m. on ABC. What is it called on The Bachelor when near the end of the season, the few remaining contestants get a chance to choose to stay in a suite separately from The Bachelor or spend the night in a room together without cameras? What do they call that?
Oh, my God. The final rose suite. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Not a bachelor guy, huh?
No, apparently not a bachelor guy. Hey, Birch, how do you think your dad did? How many did he get right?
I think about two.
You think about two?
I didn't write enough questions about shredding fresh pow-pow.
Right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Paul got two.
Well done.
Birch was dead on. All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
You got it.
Snow White won the box office this weekend, but with a disappointing $43 million. Finished a line from Snow White. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Who's the fairest of them all?
Tied at one. A legendary boxer died Friday. He was 76, and Mike Tyson said his contribution to boxing and beyond will never be forgotten. But he's probably now more famous for his grill than his work in the ring. Who is he?
George Foreman.
Go ahead.
I said his legacy will live on because he has about 12 kids, also named George Foreman.
Yeah, there's a really funny bit that a comedian does about the George Foreman grill and how when they went to design it, they tried to give him all these great ideas, like maybe an on-off switch. And George's like, nope. Tied at two, question number three. Ralph Macchio says he had talks with writers about a possible My Cousin Vinny sequel. Macchio just starred on which hit Netflix series, which wrapped up its sixth and final season in February?
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai is it. 3-2. The Jonas Brothers have announced the dates for their upcoming 20th anniversary tour. It kicks off August 10th at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. And yes, they will be playing at Fenway Park. When the Joe Bros split, Joe started his own band and even had a hit with the song Cake by the Ocean. Name the band.
DNCE.
DNCE is right. 4-2. And question number five, the season finale of The Bachelor airs at 8 p.m. on ABC. What is it called in The Bachelor when near the end of the season, the few remaining contestants get a chance to choose to stay in a suite separately from The Bachelor or spend the night in a room together without cameras? What do they call that?
Fantasy suite.
It is the fantasy suites, correct. Well, maybe when you come off the mountain tonight, Paul, you and Birch can watch some old episodes of The Bachelor and get caught up.
We'll see.
He's like, yeah.
No. One of the two girls left is from, like, Newton or something.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
All right. 5-2 is the final score. Paul, I'm sorry you and Birch don't get the win, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. Have a great day today up on the mountain, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Birch and Paul from Beverly, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Diane from Boxborough.
Good morning, Diane.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
Good, good.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Diane?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So we've got five.
Thank you. You too.
Pop culture trivia questions, Diane. You answer more of them correctly than Kennedy. You're going to win the $100. If you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. That's just the way it works. And Kennedy can no longer hear what is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you.
Today is National Cheesecake Day. Which
steak.
City is known for their cheesecakes? What?
Cheese steak.
What did I say?
Cheesecake.
Oh, sorry.
That's a very different question.
Today's National Cheese exactly. Steak Day. Which city is known for their cheese steaks?
Philadelphia.
Meghan Trainor stunned fans with her dramatic weight loss in a recent photo shoot. In Meghan's breakout song, she sings, "Yeah, it's pretty clear I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do." Name that song.
All About That Bass.
Question number three. Jim Parsons turning 52 today. He played Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory. His character even got a spinoff series where Jim narrates the show. What is the spinoff called?
Oh, crap. Wait a sec. Big Bang Theory. Oh, no.
That's
wait,
right.
Jim Parsons. yeah. I don't know. Can I guess? Can I throw something up? The Gong Show.
That's showing our age. Question number four. 2 years ago today, Reese Witherspoon announced she was divorcing her second husband, Jim Toth, just 2 days before what would have been their 12th wedding anniversary. Who was Reese's first husband she shares her kids with?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Ryan.
Yep.
Ryan?
Yep.
Ryan?
Yep.
Oh, God. Where is my kid? She would know. Ryan.
You're so close.
Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. Out.
It's not. I know.
Question number five. Taylor Swift returned from a social media hiatus to say how good the new Selena Gomez Benny Blanco album is. What is the name of the new Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco album?
Ah, crap.
Yeah.
Love.
That's not bad.
I didn't expect you to reference the Gong Show and know the new Selena album.
Right. All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Now, Diane, I understand that you're on your way to, home to practice your flute, and this is what you do professionally?
Yeah, I just walked in the door. Mm-hmm. I dropped my kid off at school, and now I'm going to practice.
All right. Where do you flute professionally?
Well, I'm a freelancer, so I kind of dabble everywhere. I play in the Boston Philharmonic. Oh. I played in the Portland Symphony a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
I played Andrea Bocelli's concert in December.
Dang.
Well, that's
You flute.
Yeah. I'm not getting rich doing it, but let me tell you, it's the most joyful profession. I'm so happy doing it, so that's all
so
I can
cool.
hope for.
Mm. Are flutes expensive? I was always curious.
They're quite a range. I mean, you can get one for $70, and you can get one for $100,000.
Oh.
Mine's made of gold, so I had to get a loan to pay for that one, but I own it now.
Obviously,
it's mine.
It's made of gold. Yes, Queen.
All right. Diane with her gold flute. Kennedy got 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
In my rental apartment, but yeah.
Same girl, same.
Relatable. Content.
As long as your heart is full.
All right, here we
your
go,
bank
Kennedy.
Account doesn't have to be.
These are tough. Today is National Cheesesteak Day, Kennedy. Which city is known for their cheesesteaks?
Philadelphia.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Meghan Trainor stunned fans with her dramatic weight loss in a recent photo shoot. In Meghan's breakout single, she sings, "Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2. But I can shake it, shake it, like I'm supposed to do." Name that song.
All About That Bass.
Excellent rendition, Carson.
Thank you. Tied it too. Jim Parsons, 52 today. He played Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory. His character even got a spinoff where Jim narrates the show. What is the spinoff called?
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon, 3-2.
It wasn't The Gong Show. Crap.
It was not The Gong Show. So close. Question number 4. 2 years ago today, Reese Witherspoon announced that she was divorcing her second husband, Jim Toth, just days before what would have been their 12th wedding anniversary. Who was Reese's first husband she shares her kids with?
Ryan Phillippe.
Yes, not Ryan Gosling.
Oh, do I get half a point? I should get half a point at least, right? For first name.
Okay, you can have half a point. 4-2.5. Question number 5. Taylor Swift returned from a social media hiatus to say how good the new Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco album is. What is the name of that album?
Something about being in love, I think. I'm not going to get it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I said I love you first.
Yeah.
4-2 is the final. Oh, sorry. 4-2.5.
That's all right. Very well done.
Is the final score.
4.5.
That's it.
Kennedy gets a win. Diane, I'm sorry you don't get the cash this morning, but you were a delight to have on the show.
What's new?
And none of us will ever share the stage with Andrea Bocelli.
No.
So. Call us back and play us a song one day.
I will.
All right, Diane, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
I love you guys. Listen to you every day. I'm Diane from Boxborough, and I can't be Kennedy again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.